Some people have been asking me, Alan, what's Hack to the Future? What's it all about? What you're trying to achieve? So I thought about answering these questions. The UK used to be recognised as one of the top places in the world, maybe number one, for computing, for developing, creating computer hardware, and not just for developing games, but also other aspects of software and software engineering. Recently, I've been going around to conferences, bar camps, and I've been talking to people from universities, and they say that the situation is changing, that there aren't now the same number of people going into these careers, down these routes that there used to be. They say that the courses, the numbers of people opting to choose these courses at colleges and universities is in decline. And I've heard people who work in the software engineering sector saying that they are struggling to recruit the same sort of high caliber people that they used to be able to 10, 15, 20 years ago. Well, the idea is that Hack to the Future will help in a small way to change that. When I've been talking to people about Hack to the Future, they've been saying, "Oh my goodness, I wish when I was at school there was something like that for me." Because, one example is, "Oh, I went off and I did a degree in law, and then it took me so long to realise that no, actually, software engineering was the thing that I wanted to get involved with." So the first Hack to the Future event is going to take place on Saturday, the 11th of February. It's going to take place in our school, which is Our Lady's Catholic High School, Preston, and that's just north of Manchester. And we're going to have an audience of 200 youngsters aged between 11 to 18, and they're going to come along on the day. We also have 50 speakers. They're digital creators. They're not really teachers. Some of them work in universities and they work in fields of like artificial intelligence, computing science. And we've got some people who are their own software developers, games developers, people who design and create games. And we also have some hardware hackers and prototypers, people that develop ideas using things like Arduinos. The idea is that it's going to let 50 digital creators of today help influence 200 digital creators of tomorrow. We've also got one big angle is geek girls. We've got some from Manchester, from our Manchester Girl Geek group, no Greeks, just geeks, and they're coming along to show girls really that this is a sector, this is a career that girls should be interested in and can get involved in, not just the 5% or so that choose to work in it at the moment. And for children, there's going to be fun, food, prizes, and opportunities to engage on all kinds of levels, like never before, with people face to face who are actually now creating software, leading their own company, entrepreneurs. What I hope is my ultimate aim and ambition from all of this is that other regions will follow the example. So already we've been having discussions with people in Birmingham, some in Wales, and some interest in London, that we can have a similar event on the same sort of scale throughout the year, and that this becomes a regular opportunity. So the Hack to the Future won't just be something that happens in Preston, but happens all around the UK. Now, very grateful at the moment that we've received sponsorship from IO, Interactive Opportunities, Computing at School, which includes Google and Microsoft, USource, which is a programming tool that children can use to learn to program games, and soon to be announced, a large UK games company also are making a massive contribution to this event. If you want to know any more about the event, there's a website which is hackademy3.eventbrite.com. You can look for me on Twitter at technoteacher. The tag that we're using on Twitter for this event is #H2DF, which is Hack to the Future. Thanks for listening.